If you're running a Google AdWords campaign, don't put a 14-year-old in the driver's seat of a Ferrari. So says my guest today, who preaches marketing with accountability. This is YPO 10-Minute Tips from the Top. I'm Kevin Daum, and each week I bring you insights from the world's top executives of YPO, all made possible with grants from Gazelle's Growth Institute, www.growthinstitute.com. YPO member Thomas Donahoe is a data guy. He loves seeing the application of mathematics to life and business. And most of all, he believes marketing must demonstrate quantifiable returns. That's why after graduating from Penn State and doing finance in New York City, Thomas turned to a career in marketing. Soon he founded The Level Agency, a digital direct marketing agency that lives Thomas's dedication to return on investment. The Level Agency has thrice been named a top 10 agency in the Pittsburgh region and was named an Inc. 500 company. The Pittsburgh Business Times named it to its Pittsburgh 100 of fastest growing privately held companies. Thomas was given the Pittsburgh Business Times Diamond Award for Outstanding CEO, and he was named an Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
Thomas, any advertising, any creative agency is a good fit for your personality, which is big and fun and creative. But how did you end up in this particular vein?
I always loved the application of mathematics to life, very friendly from a quantitative standpoint in conversations. I align with it in so much as the data for me in conversations and business is like a warm blanket. And the digital marketing and the nature of the things that we do here at my company are a good fit. The lion's share of the things that I do that our clients appreciate that we do is very data-driven execution of stuff in the marketing world. And so it's more of an 80% science, 20% art, and not unfortunately, it's also a thing that many companies need.
You know, the challenge today is that every marketing agency is either trying to sell you what they know, or they're trying to tell you that any tool will work. How do I, as a company leader, determine which is the right digital approach for me? And, you know, we could start with direct response. How do I know I'm a direct response customer or not?
Yeah, in my world, if you are conducting as a company, you're doing a lot of marketing things and the conversations, whether with an agency or with your internal team, and you approach your marketing leadership, and he or she are saying many things, but they rarely mention return on marketing investment, return on advertising spend, profitability by campaign, by product line. Marketing absolutely should be a profit driver. Marketing should absolutely be tied to, be responsible for profit. Marketing is not the perfunctory things you do just because your competitor down the street is, well, they're attending a conference and they have collateral, so we got to do the same thing. That's not what marketing should be doing. I mean, there's, yes, you should do some of the blocking tackling, but if marketing isn't driving your sales pipeline, something is going terribly wrong, because maybe 20 years ago plus, it wasn't possible, wasn't that quantifiable, wasn't that accountable. You just did marketing because mostly from a parity standpoint. But in 2018, not only are there few tools, there are many ad channels and tactics and reporting paths to get a pretty clear answer in terms of, I'm going to spend X dollars in Q1 in marketing. You, as an executive of a company, absolutely should expect that marketing will be held accountable and they will produce Y in net new revenue. You can't imagine in this footprint, a place like a Pittsburgh or a place, you know, any Rust Belt city, you can't imagine how many C-level executives, how many business owners on the client side, they've been told time and time again that whether it's digital's a fad or these billboards on the internet, I've heard the most insane things you could possibly imagine. If I have 20 conversations a month with executives, specifically prospective new clients, invariably 14 to 18, there's going to be one person in the room that says something like this. Hey, Tom, I don't use Facebook, so it doesn't work. Or I don't think people buy things on Facebook, so it doesn't work. You know, these completely unqualified sample set of one feelings. Like, there's a few reasons. Facebook did $9 billion in revenue last quarter. Google did $90 billion in revenue last year. They, 95% of the time, get their revenue for clicking on ads. So not only does it work, my clients wouldn't spend a dime. I wouldn't spend one of their dimes on marketing campaigns where there wasn't profit.
Well, let's hit that point. There are a lot of companies that have generated those clicks and they're not the right customer. And so they don't convert.
Yeah, because they're putting a 14-year-old in the seat of a Ferrari. You put a 14-year-old cousin of mine in the seat of a 6-on-the-floor manual transmission Ferrari, that car is not going to drive to its potential. 10 years ago, plus, you can get away with running a baseline Google AdWords campaign and driving traffic to a mediocre website. Well, guess what? If you're not a second or third degree black belt across Google, Bing, Yahoo, Facebook, Instagram, advanced landing page optimization, analytics that's pulling back from your CRM, tying in down funnel, not just mid funnel KPIs, I'm talking to sale, to longevity of client, back to the original dollar, that stuff's not easy.
You're working on a book?
Yes.
Why don't we talk about the subject matter of the book?
Subject matter would be, there are, in again, within the ecosystem of marketing, specifically digital marketing, it is fascinating to me, since like, let's say 2008, 9, 10, most of the excitement and passion and VC dollars and media and attention and press in inventing stuff is not around people. It's in SaaS platforms and automated systems and things that you push a button and it does a thing. Well, that's cool. And I certainly know why Silicon Valley loves that more than a service business because of the multiples. And so we have found ourselves in marketing, whether it's the platforms that are the quote unquote marketing automation, the SaaS platforms of our world, everyone's focused on that. You know, you ask the marketing nerd VC joke is, you ask a kid what he or she wants to be when they grow up, and they're like, well, I want to invent a SaaS platform. Yeah, because you can sell it for a 10 to 15x multiple on EBITDA. No one wants to touch my dirty service work, but guess what? No one knows what they're talking about. No one knows how to actually manage these things as a cohesive unit.
So you're elevating the premise of going into service businesses, starting service businesses, funding service
businesses. And moreover, not only is the importance on doing good human work and pulling the levers with these automated platforms when you need to, but more importantly, we just get lost in all of these whiz bang things. You can purr their ears off if you start talking about these whiz bang things and all the magic. And guess what? They're still...
We've gone beyond big data and blockchain is what you're saying.
Yes, drop phrases, big data, cloud-based, blockchain, attribution. You drop all these buzzwords and that's what sells a client, the future. Yeah, meanwhile, that client's marketing team is busy setting fire to money because their block and tackling paid search is a dumpster fire. They're not running basic things like call extensions and site links, which are not sexy terms, but it's best practice search engine marketing 2018 that Google anything with some ads and see how many companies in your industry are using call extension and site links. And it's 4, 5, maybe 6 things that, in my opinion, we as digital marketers and as clients just don't focus on, and it's the block and tackling stuff. Do you have landing pages? You're driving stuff to your homepage. Okay. Are you doing retargeting banner ads? Okay. If you check that box, are you doing different retargeting banner ads depending on where they go to your site? Oh, you're not? Do you even know what Facebook CAT stands for? If you can't answer the questions that I just posed, your marketing team is setting money on fire. And for you to be at a conference talking about attribution modeling is insulting to intelligent marketing. It to me is crazy that we just get so wound up in science fiction of the future and people are forgetting how to do the block and tackling of the Lord's work of today.
Thomas, it's time for our rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Go.
What is your favorite question to ask when you meet someone new?
What have you learned today?
Name 3 of your personal core values.
Accountability, passion, and interest.
Who has had the greatest impact on you as a leader?
My father and my uncle, in equal measure. My father, I got patience and perspective, and my uncle, I got passion and aptitude and direction.
What is your favorite business book?
The one I'm writing.
What are you reading right now?
Blogs about best practice search engine marketing.
What is the one leadership trait that brings success?
Ownership, accountability.
What is the one leadership trait that kills success?
The lack of ownership and the lack of accountability.
Name one daily behavior that will help a leader grow.
Asking the 4th and 5th question, not just how's it going.
Name one trait that makes an employee valuable.
Give a damn ability.
What's your strangest daily habit?
Going into work exceedingly late because no one's going to yell at me and I like playing with my kids.
What is the best way to show employees appreciation?
Being vulnerable.
I really appreciate you having been vulnerable with us. Thank you so much for being on the show, Thomas.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us today, and thanks to Gazelle's Growth Institute for underwriting this program. Learn more at growthinstitute.com. Join me next week when I'll be interviewing YPO member Jeff Cullen. He'll share how his classic Canadian charm helped him grow his logistics firm into a global player. I'm Kevin Daum, and you're listening to YPO 10-Minute Tips from the Top. To learn more about YPO, please visit ypo.org.